الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى اله واصحابه اجمعين ومن تبعهم باحسان الى يوم الدين اما بعد قال سبحانه وتعالى ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد قال سبحانه وتعالى ما أصابكم من مصيبة فبما كسبت أيديكم ويعفو عن كثير. وقال سبحانه وتعالى ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون. وقال سبحانه وتعالى ولقد أرسلنا إلى أمم من قبلك فأخذناهم بالبأساء والضراء لعلهم يتضرعون. وقال سبحانه وتعالى وما نرسل بالآيات إلا تخويفا. وقال سبحانه وتعالى ولنذيقنهم من العذاب الأدنى دون العذاب الأكبر لعلهم يرجعون. يستحيي العلماء ويستحيي الله السلام عليكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. After praising your mercy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending salutations to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, I begin by thanking my source for inviting me and giving me this chance to read the message of Allah to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Especially the likes of Mawlana, the likes of Hafiz Daoud, Hafiz Zakir, and not the best of the time. It is as a result of the effort of these brothers that we are all being rewarded at this moment in time for any human being today. If we're participating in gathering in which the name of Allah is the Sultan of Allah Ali Muhammad is being elevated. And we need to appreciate the effort of the animals. If it's as a result of the effort that these gentlemen have put in, look how beautiful the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Look how beautiful the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is today. I was smiling whilst I was reciting the khutbah because I was looking what we call the old form. And I was seeing if I can count them whilst I was delivering my khutbah. And you can hardly see anybody that's walking. 6, 7 guys in the north. And alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah. When you see so many youngsters sitting in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in spite of what is happening around the globe, and all the conspiracies that are taking place, when you see so many beautiful faces adopting the teachings of Islam and the Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed, you live in hope. After praising the Almighty Allah, sending salutations on the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I pray to the Almighty Allah that Allah makes it a means for my salvation, as I pray to the Almighty Allah that Allah makes your listening to this message
اروح بس لسنه taking this message home and conveying it to those who are brothers whom Allah did not give the tawfiq to come on participating in this gathering. Conveying this message to them. But the most important thing from any gathering is that we try our utmost best to bring the teachings of Allah His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our daily life. Many a disaster has struck the land, be it in the form of earthquakes, cyclones, floods, hurricanes, epidemics, many a disaster has struck the land. Who can forget the people at the time of the Quran that I was found? As a sign, water started coming out from either his oven. The tanur inside his oven, water started pushing out from the oven. Water started bulging out from the earth. What did the Quran say? فَفَتَحْنَا أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَاءٍ مُنْهَمِرٍ وَفَجَّرْنَا الْأَرْضَ عُيُونًا فَالْتَقَى الْمَاءُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ قَدْ قُدِرَ. That we open the gates of heaven with rain pouring down. And at the same time, we cause the earth to burst out with spring. The water is coming out from beneath, from where you least expect it. And at the same time, water is coming from above, it is raining. And it rains so much that according to Sufi stories, one of the whole of the earth was full of water. How much do you think must have rained? How much water do you think must have come out from the earth that according to Sufi stories and some other ones, the whole world was full of water? And some of them have said, oh, it was just in that region, covering an area of about 140,000 square kilometers. The first at the time of the Muhammad Islam. So much water that the Muhammad right, but it was 15 yards above the highest peak. Can you imagine? Let's just take a second opinion. Let's just say that the water was in that region of 140,000 square kilometers. 15 yards above the highest peak. Can you imagine? 15 yards above the highest peak of the mountain. And the ark sailed on the waters of the flood for 6 months. Only with Allah and Allah alone ordered the earth to suck in the water, and Allah ordered the heavens to stop pouring the water. Did it stop raining and did the water come to rest? Time after time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed his sign. At the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was the eclipse. And the people assume that this eclipse was as a result of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's son Ibrahim died. Because in that day they believe that when anybody great died, there would be an eclipse. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to the people, إِنَّ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرْ لَا يَنْكَسِفَانِ لِمَوْتِ أَحَدٍ وَلَكِنَّهُمَ آيَتَانِ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا. That the lunar and solar eclipse are not as a result of somebody's death. These are two signs, are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah showed these signs just to see who was amongst mankind. When he witnessed this sign of Allah, when he sees this sign of Allah, will he remember him? And will he take care of him? That's what Allah showed. Come the time of the Qumar. The Qumar was the leader of the Muslims. Allah told him at the time. And there was an earthquake in Medina to Marwa. When the earth shook, Sayyid Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala gathered the people of Medina and Sayyid Umar said to them, addressed them, إِمَا أَطْوَعْ مَا أَحْدَثْتُمْ how quick you start innovating. لَإِنْ عَادَ لَهُدَا إِنَهُ فِيَا أَبَدَا خِلْ. There's another person in Medina from Nawra, then I Umar will not stay and live with you in the same house. And I do not. Now the time of the Bajjal. If you look at the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will find that there will be another earthquake in Medina to Allah. Mihdim ibn al-Awru alayhi. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on good occasion addressed the Sahaba of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يوم الخلاص وما يوم الخلاص. The day of liberation, the day of deliverance. What is the day of deliverance? What is the day of liberation? And the Sahaba of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are making a mention of Yawm al-Qaraf. What is Yawm al-Qaraf? What are you referring to? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that the Dajjal will come to Mount Prophet. And he will look at the Medina al-Munawwarah. And he will say to his companions, أَطْوَالَ عَلَى الْقَصْرَ الْأَسْرِ هَذَا مَسْجِدُ أَحْمَدُ. Do you see this white flag? This is the Masjid of Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the godless companions will try to enter Medina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With every gate of Medina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will find an angel standing there fully armed with the sword in his hand. And the angel will not let the god enter Medina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is when the earth will shake, and there will be an earthquake. Twice, the earth will shake. And every munafiq present in Medina al-Munawwarah, every hypocrite, wrongdoer, will leave Medina al-Munawwarah as a repulsion and go with the Dajjal. This is Yawm al-Qaraf, Nabi Kareem explained. This is the day of liberation. This is the day of deliverance when Medina al-Munawwarah will be liberated. So many a disaster has took the luck. And before the final hour, it will increase. And we will witness more disasters in whatever form they come. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself has prophesied. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith explains, إِنَّ بَيْنَ يَدِ السَّاعَةِ نَصْفٌ وَخَسْفٌ وَصَصْفُونَ. Before the final hour, there will be landslides. Before the final hour, there will be transformation of faces. And before the final hour, it will rain of stone. In another hadith, which Imam Bukhari has narrated on the day of the authority of Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِلَا تَقُومُ الصَّاعَةَ حَتَّى تَشْرُ الْبَلَاجِ. So the final hour, Qiyamah, will never be established. Still, earthquakes will be on the increase. Will become a regular thing, a regular appearance. It seems that at this moment in time, we have now begun to witness. With our own eyes, exactly what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It seems that this sign of Qiyamah has now begun to appear in true colors. How many earthquakes we've witnessed in our lifetime, our lifetime? From small ones to big ones. The small ones don't even get mentioned in the news. 30 years ago, Iran last year, Pakistan, in Gujarat, and now the big one, biggest in the last 40 years, the tsunami. And today, I was a full back at the tsunami. But reflect on them, let's just see what happens. Many a time it happens that disaster hits, an earthquake happens, and for a few days we're alert. And we talk. Sometimes it's so tough to start to say that when we do talk, even then, we do not have to think. Many a time you hear people saying silly things like they work as a result of their inherent sense. How many a people you will hear say that these people are the Indonesians or the Malaysians or whatever they took are being punished in these are the good things that we have to offer. Never once do we ever contemplate or think maybe this earthquake was for us. Maybe there was something in it for us. This hope never even crosses our mind. Today in this short time, I want to share with you the lessons that I've learned from this earthquake. From what I felt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was doing that. First thing that I want to look at is the power of sin. The power of this earthquake and the impact it had on oneself. Very briefly, just to remind you, it's been a few weeks. Two tectonic plates. You've got the Indian plate, on which the Indian Ocean and Australia sit. And then you've got the Eurasian plate, on which Europe and Asia sit. These two plates, one below the seabed, have been pushing one another for years. For years they've been pushing one another. Every year, the Indian plate slips under the Eurasian plate 1 inch. Up 4 inches. Every year, 1 inch, the Indian plate slips under the Eurasian plate. What's in there, in a few seconds, the same Indian plate, the boat plate slips. And instead of sliding 1 inch in 1 year, that plate slid. In a few seconds it slid 10 meters. Can you imagine? Something that slides 1 inch in 1 year, on that day slid 10 meters in a few seconds. And where was this happening? 6 miles below the seabed. 6 miles below the seabed, this is what happened. And when this place slipped, the seabed, the ocean bed, came upwards. And it came upwards 100 feet. Now when the ocean bed has come upwards, where's the water going to go? The water has to go somewhere. The water comes out and begins to flow in the form of a tsunami. And as it's flowing, it's gathering speed, and it's reaching speed of 500 miles per hour. And it's rising. And it's reaching height around 30 to 40 feet. What's going to happen next? 500 miles per hour, 30 to 40 feet. What's the end result? Simple. Anything and everything that comes in its way will more or less meet its end. And you don't need me to tell you. You saw the picture for yourself. Everybody knows what happened in Sri Lanka, India, the Maldives, Burma, Thailand, Indonesia. I'm sure you saw the pictures of the island of Sumatra in Indonesia, of Banda Aceh. There was an absolute remarkable picture in one of the papers. We showed you the island before the waves came in. And it showed you the island after the waves came in. From there the waves came in 10 miles. Can you imagine 10 miles it came in? There was something left. Anything that came in its way made sense. Huge ships, tankers, boat, buses, cars. They sound like ping pong balls. They were nothing. Towns were wiped away. Villages were wiped away. There was an article I was reading with regards to a train. This train was 300 meters inland in Sri Lanka. And when that wave came, it picked up the train and filled the train with such power that the train looked like, all its carriages looked like as if it was a ribbon. Can you imagine that a whole train, it took 30 feet and then flung? Just less than it. 1,000 people that were on. Finished. Yes. In a few seconds. So powerful that this happened 6 miles below the seabed. Where's Somalia? From where the second center was. Somalia is 4,000 miles more or less from the epicenter. 4,000 miles. And there was a headline when I read, "The towns and villages disappeared and hundreds died." 4,000 miles away. And in Mogadishu, when the waves came in, the ocean rose by 6 feet. 6 feet of water. You know, we sit miles away. And we cannot fully comprehend what is being did at this moment in time. And we have no clue of what really happened. Only those that were there, those that witnessed it with their own eyes, know exactly what happened. How much power do you think there must have been that in some articles they were saying that this earth that we're living on at this moment in time, this earth began to wobble on its axis. The whole earth began to wobble on its axis. And the scientists were writing that the illegal map has been changed. Why? Because all islands were moved. Some 60 feet, some 100 feet. Can you imagine a whole island moving 60 feet? How much power do you require to move a whole island? And I think one of these islands was bigger than England. How much power? Like walls, 6 miles below the seabed, just a little over the water. And in minutes, 200,000 people disappear. They are no more. They have met their end. 200,000 people disappear, and millions of people within seconds have nothing left than this one. All it was a little war. Everybody believed that this was some power. Everybody believed. Whether it's the Muslims or whether it's the non-Muslims, everybody believes that this was sheer power. Those who don't believe, they call it the power of Mother Nature. And those who believe, call it the power of the Almighty Allah. But I just want to make a mention of something here that this was not the power of Allah. We can't say that this was the power of Allah. This was nowhere the power of Allah. This is not the power of Allah. This was not even a trillionth or a glimpse of the power of Allah. Who would not say this was the power of Allah? This was not enough at all what the power of Allah is. And the reason I make a mention of the word trillion is because I don't know any of the words. What was after the trillion? Everybody walk out of the bus with a knife. this was not even a trillionth of a blink of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this arrogant man, not thinking, I'm not going to anyone in and this is not man and arrogant because this man is very arrogant. Very arrogant. He witnesses the sign. He sees the sign. And when the sign disappears, again, forget it, and becomes Jesus. This is why this man is very arrogant. He sees the power. He acknowledges the power and he calls it power. When a few days pass, this man forgets, becomes heedless, and dead. Does this man not ponder that if this was not even a trillionth of a glimpse of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is what he witnessed. Sheer destruction, islands moving, the earth wobbling, millions displaced, thousands dead. If this is what he witnessed, when this was not even a trillionth of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will this man witness when this earth is shaken of mighty? And this will not be a 900. No actor here will be able to take the reading of this one. This is the big one. And it is big. If that power and that being that showed you a little glimpse, that power, that supreme being is saying, in the Zalzalat he is saying that verily the shaking of the hour is a big thing, is a mighty thing, is a terrible thing. The Lord of the earth and the sea, supreme, if he is saying the shaking on the day of judgment, the earthquake on the day of judgment. Guys, this is the big one, this is the one that you want to watch out for. How big do you think it is? What do you think this human will witness? And what will he see on that day when the earth is shaken by mighty shaking? And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just gives you an example of what the earth will look like on that day when the earth is not a little more than he said to my son of faith, he can indeed in Mu'adlaq to what the original of the earth. On the day of this one, when the earth is shaken, the earth that he sees a lamp that is hanging, and then waves and winds are knocking this lamp from all directions. To and fro, to and fro, to and fro, to and fro, non-stop, the winds are hitting this lamp, and the lamp keeps on moving, and it does not stop. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the earth on that day, when it is shaken on the day of judgment, this is how it earth. Another hadith Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finds this, like a ship, which is being battered by the waves from all directions on a windy day. How this ship keeps on rocking, moving to and fro, no stability whatsoever. Then he finished my book and explained. When the big one comes, this is how the earth will be like. Then it will be so powerful that the Quran says, and you read this surah day in, day out, and how we still forget somebody else. The Quran says, when the earth is shaken, a mighty shaking. And that shaking will be so powerful that the next verse says, وَأَخْرَجَ فِي الْأَرْضُ أَسْوَارَهَا. So powerful. Allahu Akbar. Everything that is within the earth will fall out. all of those are still, no matter how much death is in, they will come out. So much power of all the things which are now buried inside the earth. When the earth is shaken, a mighty shaking, it will be so powerful that all the dead will come. وقال الإنسان قالها فالله here when you see the earth is shaking, when you see even the dead coming out, when you see the bones and silver and all the treasure, the earth is turning out, you begin to think, what are the bones on the earth? Why is it shaking? Why is it moving? Why doesn't it stop? يوم إذن تحسن الأخبار. That is the day when this earth will begin to speak. And it will shock you even more. And it will relate every single thing that happened on it. Every single good that you did, every evil that was committed on it, it will relate this information and it will declare it why? The Father has been the end of the whole house. Today your Lord has ordered the earth to know this and inquire it. يوم إذن يسطر الناس وأشتاطا. That is the day that you will see mankind proceeding in scattered groups, ليروا so that they may be shown the deeds that they did on the dunya. And thereafter the Quran says, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ whoever thinks that he's going to get away on that day, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى let him get every soul from his mind. Because on that day, even if you did wrong, equal to the weight of an atom, you will see it, you will pay the price. And if you did good on that day, equal to the weight of an atom, you will see it and move to the point. When we look at the tsunami, it has an impact on the building. But if you look at the mountains, they were still standing firm, strong. On that day, that earthquake will not even spare the mountain. I get another tour of Shuri every day. So people complain that we're in Salah, walk into our minds. We don't know how to concentrate on Salah. These are the things that you should be thinking about when you read tours like this. The meaning of the tour. The Quran says, Al-Qari'atu Al-Qari'ah. The striking hour. Malqariya, what is the striking hour? وَمَا أَدْرَكَ مَالْقَارِيَةَ what will make you know what the striking hour is? يَوْمَ يَكُونُ النَّاسُ كَالْفَرَاشِ الْمَبْثُوثِ on that day you will see mankind like moths after dark. See moths, they don't have a name or objective. Always to and fro. That will be the condition of mankind. وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْكِهْنِ الْمَنْفُوشِ the mountains will no longer be stable. They will be like hard in wood. فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُمُّهُ عَاوِيَةٌ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ whoever's balance is heavy, it will be in poverty. And whoever's balance is rough, it will be in hell. In Surah Muhammad again describing the mountains of Quran says, يَوْمَ تَرْجُفُ الْأَرْضُ وَالْجِبَالُ وَكَانَتِ الْجِبَالُ كَثِيبًا كَثِيبًا Quran is telling you what will happen to the mountains when the earth shakes. The Quran says, the day the earth and mountains are in a violent shake, and the mountains will become just sand for the house. Can you imagine? We can't imagine because we can't even contemplate something like this. Look at the Everest. The K is still over 10,000 feet high. Their roots go, God knows how deep their roots are in the earth. Can you imagine the Everest, the K2, the whole mountain like the Himalayas, turning to dust? Can you imagine? How powerful is Allah going to shake the earth on the day of judgment, that these mountains will not be able to withstand that pressure, and these mountains will turn to the sea. If that is what's going to become of the mountains, what do you think is going to become of mankind? What do you think is going to become of mankind? Mankind is a ponder. Mankind is not making. So God tells you exactly what you will see on the earth. Tsunami, we still saw buildings standing up. Mountains standing up. The Quran makes it clear. فَيَذَوْهَا قَاعًا صَفْرَفَا لَا تُرَى فِيهَا عِوَجٍ وَلَا أَمْفَا. On that day, you will see that the earth is a level, smooth level plane. You will see nothing crooked, and you will see nothing curved. Everything will be flat, that's how far from us to break it. There will be nothing standing. Nothing crooked, nothing curved. No hills, no mountains, nothing. Some people still survive. But away with it. God makes it clear on that day. وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. We will gather them. And we will not leave one single earth. I keep on repeating the word that this was not even a trillionth of a glimpse of the power of Allah. For us to truly know what the power of Allah, the power of Allah is, one needs to ponder a big deal. Look at the earth and look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The universe, the going on in the universe. What is this earth in comparison to the universe? It's nothing. The earth in comparison to the sun is nothing. The sun is over 100 times bigger than the earth. The sun is just one star. There are trillions and trillions and trillions of stars in the universe, from bigger than the sun. Trillions and trillions of stars in the universe. And Allah is the creator of everything. Just to give you an example of Allah's power to display what has been said. Bearing this in mind, that there are trillions and trillions of stars in the universe. Stars hundreds and thousands of times bigger than this planet. But with this in mind, listen to the hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and you know what the power of Allah is. And he relates to Nabi Ibrahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, جَمَعَ اللَّهُ إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ جَمَعَ اللَّهُ الصَّلَوَاتِ الصَّفِّ صَفَّتِ. Come the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather the seven heavens in his right hand. The human mind cannot even comprehend the size of one heaven. But on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have all seven heavens in his right hand. Now this is what Allah will say, and Allah, I am the Almighty Allah. And Allah, I am the most merciful. And the many, I am the King. And the Muhammad, I am the absolute master. And the Aziz, I am the Almighty. And the Mudakkir, I am the Omnipotent. And the Badatul Dunya wa Nasatul Shaykhah, I am the one that created the world when the world was nothing. And then the Yehudiwa, there is no power that can replace the earth under me. And I will replace it. Tell me where I will be. Where are your servants? Where are your oppressors? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after hadith states, will say, the seven earth in his left hand. And Allah again will ask, I am the King, where are your kings? Where are your oppressors? And where are your servants? Can you imagine? The seven heavens in his right, and the earth in his left. And you see the child playing with a little ball. How easy it is for him to do that. And Allah will make it look silly, that's how easy it will be. Seven heavens and earth in his left. So this man does not recognize his master. And he does not think that if this is what's going to happen to the heavens and the earth on the day of judgment, he will have to come and stand before his power on the day of judgment. And he will stand before any insistent condition. Yalaita bainahu wa bainahu hijab. There will be no barrier and no world between him and your master. And he will answer to him on a day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be angry like never before. Allah will never ever have been angry like that. And Allah never again will he ever be angry like that. And that is the day this man will come and stand before the Lord of the earth. What will become of him? If this man, if he was to ask himself at this moment in time, in this gathering, and prepare his answer, if in this gathering he has no answer, what answer will he have on the day of vision when he stands before? But still, he does not say he. Someone share a friend, you bring a man share a friend. You want to believe? Believe. You don't want to believe? Don't believe. You want to say he? You say he. You don't want to say he? Then don't say he. You want to rectify yourself and embrace the teaching? You do so. You want to kill himself till death will stop? You do so. Time's gonna come when you're gonna meet him. And it's simple. He's gonna have the last laugh. Normally, this tsunami is a reminder to me of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It reminded me of the day of Jesus. And it reminded me that this being is hot. There are little pictures of the Muslims. And you're all around the grave. In fact, it was Bandarati. One Muslim standing alone. And every single thing that all that Muslim has heard. Is that not enough to tell you that this is hot? Everything else perishes around it, and the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that. Does it not tell you that everything in this world is nothing? It is very nothing. And the words of the Quran that came to mind, which reminded me of the day of judgment, when I saw the house of Allah standing was exactly what would happen on the day of judgment. كل شيء خالق إلا وجهه ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام كل من عليه راس ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام هو الحق من Every single thing will perish what will remain only Allah and Allah سبحانه وتعالى will remain and Allah سبحانه وتعالى remains what can it be everything else is nothing I am everything. Everything will perish. I am the only one that will remain. So many similarities with the day of judgment in the tsunami that killed this man from the grave. How many similarities there were there with the day of judgment? Let me give you a reminder of this. What will the day of judgment happen? Nobody knows. For them that we know, and everything in the line will come and mention certain signs that will happen before the day of judgment, and everything in the line will come and said that it will be on the Jum'ah, for them that nobody knows when the day of judgment will happen. Many of them speak up. Yasuruna ka'an isa'a jariyana mutra. For Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they ask him to when is the time of the hour. And every sign verses that are mentioned thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in some answer. إِنَّ الْعِلْمُ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ إِلَى رَبِّكَ مُنْتَهَى إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ الْمُسَاعَةَ Nobody knows when the hour is. only Allah and Allah alone is the only being that knows when the final hour will come. So one thing is the presence. The Quran is Surah Al-A'raf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, without the truth of Allah. Surprise, surprise, it will come all of a sudden. All of a sudden, you were in an expected, anticipating. And before you know it, the final hour will be established. People will be living their lives as normal. People will be going to work as normal, in their offices as normal. People will be shopping as normal. People will be eating, drinking, doing right and wrong, whatever they're doing, living their life as normal. And before you know it, it will come. مَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً تَأْخُذُهُمْ وَهُمْ يَخِصِّمُونَ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ تَوْصِيَةً وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. They do not wait for but a single shot. It will seize them in such a condition that they will be still disputing with one another. فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ تَوْصِيَةً. At that time they will not even be able to make it right. وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. There's no such thing as going home and warning upon them. They will not be able to do it. They will not be able to do it. And before they even know it, the hour will establish. They will not even be able to... The seller will not even be able to set his garments. They will not even be able to verify or even fold it up. And the hour will be established. When it's a fool on a star, the hour will come and a man will have to melt his cheek out. He will not even be able to drink. Then he came to Allah and said, that the hour will be established and a man, he will have a morsel in his hand, he's raising his hand to his mouth, and eat this morsel. The hour will be established. Look how close the morsel is to his mouth. The hour will be established and he will not be able to put his morsel inside his mouth. My brothers, this is not what happened to him. This is not exactly what happened. This is not what we missed. Many an article I read in which the person that was writing an article take a report from Title in the paper, that was written like this. It was a beautiful day. There was not a single cloud in the sky. No sign whatsoever. No warning whatsoever. Well, people not living their lives as normal. People were living their lives as normal. There were people lying naked on the beaches, taking in the sun. There were people that were swimming in the ocean. People were scuba diving. Some were snorkeling. Some were playing beach. Some were playing on the beach, running. Some were practicing yoga. Some were in restaurants, eating. Some were still lying in their hotels with heavy heads, intoxicated from the night before. Locals were working as normal, offering services, going about doing their work. Everybody was busy, going about living their lives as they normally were. Not a single person anticipated death, disaster. Nobody the night before thought, the thought that even crossed their mind is tomorrow, we will leave our heads. Nobody! This thought that even crossed their mind. Everybody was busy doing what they would normally do. And when it came, and nobody was able to finish off what they were doing when it came. Just like the Hadith states with regard to the day of judgment, when a person got a mortal in his hand, and he's taking it to his mouth, he will not be able to eat it, and that will come. Is this what I'll be missing when it's gone? People were sitting in restaurants, more filled with their hands. They were raising them to their mouth, and when they saw the tsunami, when they saw the wind coming, dropped. They were not even able to set the water to their mouth. People were taking showers. They were not even able to tie towels on their bodies as they ran. 200,000 slaves. Just like the day of judgment. Surprise, surprise. And on the day of judgment, the Quran says, وَاللَّهِ أَلَّمَنْ بِسْتَ مَا وَعَدِي وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ لَمَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. He went, it is blow inside the horn, whoever is the south will come to an end except for those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to remain. What happened when the waves came in London? Everyone that came in its way, just like on the day of judgment when they see the south, did their end. If whoever came in its way, and for whom Allah has written death, done. So what are you to ask is on the day of judgment? Many an article I read where it was written something like this, that they were saying, people were mesmerized. And there were forces where people are just looking up the waves coming in a state of shock. Nobody knows what's happening. And they're just standing there, overtaken by fear itself. Is that what's going to happen today? يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنْ حَسَبُ الْبَشَرِ. Exactly same thing that can happen on the day of judgment. When the hour is established on that day, you will see every nursing mother will forget the child that she's been nursing. Every pregnant woman will abort her fetus there and then. People will be mesmerized, what the hell now for God. You will feel that they are intoxicated. The Quran is saying, Allah will be so far, they will not be intoxicated. Wa'a inna azab Allah yasirid, when they see, this is only as a result of the torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yasirid. This is why they will be mesmerized. And this is exactly what he told when the Quran is saying. What else did we see? Did we see people running? Did we see people running? When the tsunami started coming in and out, people started running. What were they looking for? They were looking for higher ground. They were looking for escape. They were looking for a refuge. They were looking for safe haven. What would people do on the day of judgment? فَإِذَا بَرِكَ الْبَطَرُ وَخَسَفَ الْقَمَرُ وَجُمِعَ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ يقول الإنسان يوم يوم أين المقر. When he sees things happening on the day of judgment, the first thing that man will say is أين المقر. Where is the rest? Where is the rescue? Where is the safe haven? Where can we run from? And just like all tsunami people, nobody was concerned about their brothers and their sisters. Very few. Did we see that were concerned about others? People were just running. I honestly self-concerned. This is exactly what you will witness on the day of judgment. يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه وجوه يومئذ مسفرة ضاحكة مستبشرة ووجوه يومئذ عليها غبرة تركها قدرة أولئك هم الكافرون. You will run. You will not be concerned about your brother, your sister, your mother, your father. لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه. The Quran clearly says everyone on that day will have enough to make himself. Fight the tsunami. Priority was self-concerned. The tsunami was just 34 feet, for the most 40 feet. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ. With regards to the day of the Quran is saying, all the seas will burst forth. When the seas burst forth, where's the water been dissolved? It was just 30 feet of water, 40 feet of water. When all the seas burst forth, and some hadith say that the seas will be on fire. Water on fire, does that make sense? What will happen? When the waves came in, people were in water. On different parts of the desert, people were in water, different levels. It reached different levels. Some were 40 submerged. What would happen on the day of judgment? You would all be in water. Well, if water will come from your own body, it will be your own life. Then he came to my son and said, yet if a son would be more close to mankind, I said that when I mean who can make my name, it will be a distance of a meal. And the narrator Sulaiman, Sulaiman the Ali says, I do not know what is being represented in this hadith by me. Is it a mile? Meal as in a mile? That the son would be at a distance of a mile? Or is the word, another meaning for the word meal is the needle you want to put somewhere in the eye. I'm talking about that thing. So does it mean that the sun will be just above the head? Whatever the meaning of this hadith is, the end result will be, people will be in sweat. Some will be in sweat according to their, up to their ankles, some will be in sweat to their knees, to their waist, to their chest, and some will be focused on their sweat. All according to the sin. How many similarities there were with the tsunami with the day of judgment? There's only one difference. Only one difference. Tsunami was on a small scale. Just take Nineveh in power. I'm sure you know what DJ is. And then DJ rocks the house. And people love it when the DJ goes wild because he really rocks the house. That DJ is definitely going to rock the house. DJ is in there, isn't it? And the house is in Dunya. This is where we all live. He will really rock the house on that day. And it will be a billion and billion times more severe than the tsunami or what anybody ever has known. They'll be paid all here. Moment in time you will listen, a few days will pass, you will forget, and again, you will go back to the power. Not only was it a reminder of the day of judgment, it was a chance for us to reflect, to ponder in our belief in Taqdeer. Everything has been preordained by the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything has already been done by the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they're not surprised. There were 200,000 people come on how many times? They say 200,000, Allah alone knows. Some countries they don't have 50 million registered. Allah alone knows how many thousand died. It was a remarkable thing in Hassan. Many an article suggests that many an animal was found to count. There was an article with regard to this Mahmoud Khan Sadagna, his name. And he's got a business in which, on one of the leaks, he's in the region where he offers helicopter rights to the tourists. And in the article it was mentioned that he said, more or less the same time when the earthquake shook, and the earthquake happened, he just gave elephants rights to one. And he says in his entire life working with elephants, never once has he ever witnessed elephants crying. On that day, he had no explanation other than this, that he said it was so the Mahmoud comforted them, and they stopped crying. He said, an hour after, again the elephant started crying. And he said, no matter how much assurance we gave these animals were not made to move them. He said, those that were not working on that day and that were tied to the chain, even they began to grow. In a place called Yara, and this thing happened with him. In a place called Yara, people witnessed three elephants running away from the beach. As far as they could go before the tsunami struck. In one of the towns in Sri Lanka, I think the town was called Tikwara, they saw people witness a full map. Began to fly away before the tsunami struck. People that had dogs that would normally take their dogs for their daily run on the beach, many of them reported that their dogs were not most of the that they were. The Indonesian news was reported that many a buffalo or dog broke more than half. How did they not? The verse comes to mind. يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنٍ. All those in the heavens and the earth ask of him. But anyone who is supposed to ask Allah that day to Allah, something going to happen to need to go away, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surprise them, and they went before you. There was an article with regard to this person called Charlie Anderson. He was snorkeling. He's in water. And he sees a 40-foot wave behind. Can you imagine when you're in water and you see 40 feet of water behind you? When it hits, he says, you will stop inside. And he pushed right to the bottom of the seabed. God knows how much water he must have been in at the time. But there was some article suggesting that some snorkeler, when the waves hit, was sucked in 40 feet down. Can you imagine being sucked in water 40 feet? We can't comprehend. You know when things start going wrong in water? Great, great swimmers never see the light. And Mawlana Ahmad Bana will support me in this. Because he knows. And I don't think he would allow me to relate his story. But when, you know, great swimmers, when things go wrong inside the water, begin to see stars. Can you imagine you're inside water, in the sea? And the thing is a different ballgame. You're 6 foot in the Emmanuel Basso, whatever it is, that's a different game. The sea is a different ballgame. And when you're inside that sea, and all of a sudden you're not even expecting it, and it sucks you down 40 feet. So, how can you take a breath and keep your breath for that long? Everything says that he should meet his friend when he came up. He was struck by another one. He went down. And then he came up. And the third time he says, I was knocked out by the wind. Then he finds himself on being pushed up to land. And all around him are dead bodies. Everything around him is saying that he should have died. But he did not die. There was a story of a Bournemouth couple I was reading. They had tickets for dying. Everything's been confirmed. They come on that day for their expedition and they find that the boat is too full and the captain has been forward. Everybody that went on that expedition said, they met their end. What do you call that people? Not once. Now they take on, they go for a cruise. And they're heading for a smaller island for a certain lecturer. And when they get there, you find that that reflection of falling into the ledge of water. Everything prepared. But they were not allowed. This is there was a story of a guy who was tangled with yarn. 7 days he was trapped under his boat. No food, no water. Here, the Indonesian rescue team is announcing there's no chance of anyone alive. We're not going to find anyone. And we Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wait for a moment. Then there's no food, no water, and he's alive. There was an article with regard to a 20-year-old child they found floating on a mattress crying. So the child was alive. Rabbi, that child must have been with someone. Mother, whoever. 20-year-old child is floating on a mattress alive, and mother is no more. There was an article with regard to a woman who was hanging on to a palm tree for 5 days. 5 days she was hanging on to a palm tree. Twice he said her hand slipped and she let go. And the article also said that there was sharks around her. She's the one. 5 days hanging on to a palm tree. How do you hang on for so long? That's why you wake up from repeating. 5 days, how do you hang on day and night? You sleep, how do you sleep? If you sleep. And then there was the story of a guy called Rizal Chabuka. 8 days. 160 miles in the Indian Ocean. He's hanging on to a fork in a tree. Many of the people were also hanging on to this tree, but one by one they met their end. And he's still hanging on to it. 160 miles in the Indian Ocean. So many things inside the ocean. How does he hang on for 8 days? What do you think? What do? All alone. 8 days. He does not die. Everything around him is saying that he should die. You know, ideal thing was. You know what he was doing before the tsunami struck? He was cleaning the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The article said that before the tsunami struck, he was cleaning the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I told the son why he denied it. For me, I believe that Allah, only Allah knows, is that I'm not saying it. The good thing that he was doing on that day, is, and that's what will happen when we die. When you enter your grave, what will come? All the good deeds that you performed in the dunya, they will come inside the grave and they will take a form. Salah will come, your fasting will come, your going for hajj will come, your giving zakat will come, they will all take a form. And whenever the punishment of the grave comes, they will come like God and they will not let the punishment come to you. They will protect you. These will help us in the next life. Our good deeds will help us on the day of judgment. Here is the top him in this world. Who cleans the masjid in this day? Nobody does. Everybody complains that the masjid is unclean. The facilities there are not right. Everybody uses these facilities. Nobody will set it on himself to come and clean the house. Yet this is such a great deed that there was a woman at the time of the Prophet that was cleaning the masjid. When she died, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was not informed. When he found out afterwards that she died, that the Sahaba went to Yonza Jalal and she buried, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to offer the Janaza of the Prophet. This is how great of a deed it is. And one should bear in mind if these deeds are both. If this is not complete, then what is complete? Everybody for whom death has been written met their end. And everybody for whom death has not been written, yet all circumstances, everything around them was saying that they should die. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not written for their death. Now you understand the hadith. وَعَلَمَ لَكُمْ مَثَلَ وَيُسْتَمَعَدْ فَلَذِينَ الْبَقُوكَ بِشْرِئِ مَنْ لِلْبَقُوكَ بِشْرِئِ مَنْ لَمَثَلَ That is the whole thing of the data to benefit you. They can only benefit you in the thing that is already given. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّكَ أُمَّةَ لَوِ اسْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَظُرُّكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَظُرُّكَ بِشَيْءٍ إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. And if the whole thing of the data to harm you, they can only harm you in the thing that is already given. Another lesson from the Quran. It was Zama'a. I was so surprised to read it in the newspaper. And this is an absolute proverb. It was written, this is what was more or less written, the headline was, a reminder not to take our clothing life for granted. A reminder not to take our clothing life for granted. And then after the words were something like this, by the way, if this catastrophe exposes anything, it is that we If this disaster we have thought is anything, it is that disaster can strike anytime, anywhere. We can plan and prepare. But there is nothing any of us can do to ensure our safety and the safety of our nearest and dearest. We should never take our holy life for granted. Look how beautiful these words are. If the disaster we have caused is anything, it is that disaster can strike any time, anywhere. And then you're like, no matter what we do, plan and prepare. We can do what we like, plan as much as we like, prepare as much as we like. There's nothing that we can do to ensure our safety and the safety of our dearest and medical family. We should never take our life for granted. This is why I'm giving somebody who's going to say, if Salim comes from Qabla Khamsin, Shabab or Qabla Hayli, or Sihadika Qabla Khani, or Sihadika Khani inside, وصحتك قبل سفري وغناك قبل سفري وفراغك قبل شغري وحياتك قبل سفري. Take advantage of five before five. Take advantage of this youth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you before from here. Why? Because when you are young, there's so much you can do. When you are old, your legs will barely be able to carry your weight. Never mind standing before the Almighty Allah. Take advantage of your youth before your old age. Your health before you become ill. وَغِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِ. Your wealth before you become poor. Your free time before you become occupied. And your life before you die. We've taken our life for granted. Every one of us has taken our life for granted. There's no such thing as death. There's no such thing as death. We will die 50 years down the line, 60 years down the line, 70 years down the line. And we go about living our lives as normal. The wrongs that we do, the thought of death doesn't even cross our minds. This is taking it for granted, we take it everything for granted. And we live the way we live. Tell me what guarantee that we have here that no disaster will strike this land. What guarantee do we have that no disaster will strike England? Do we have any guarantee? There was an article I was reading, it said something like this in the early 19th century. Something as big as a stadium hit the atmosphere. And as a result of this, thousands of acres of trees in Siberia, I think something not exactly the place, were flattened. And the thing to take note of thereafter he wrote, had it been 8 hours afterwards, because the earth goes out, he writes, Edwardians, London, because England will have come to an end. What guarantee have we got that no disaster can strike here? Only Allah's mercy upon us at this moment in time. But by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy at this moment in time, in this life, we have not witnessed anything. When the ayahs are not but to stop some of the signs from appearing in this land, it is only for the mercy of Allah. But up to this, we have not witnessed anything. But there is no guarantee that we don't witness anything. Because when it happens, then my brothers, there will be no time to make dua. There will be no time to repent and ask Allah forgiveness. When it happens and you go, there are only two things in my head, and this is my head now. Either it will be heaven or either it will be hell. We need to take advantage of every second that we live. Look how many people died there in such a condition that they were disobeying the Almighty. People were lying on the beach naked. They died that week. People were intoxicated from the night before. They did not see morning. And you know, the way you die, that is the way you will get resurrected on the day. Can you imagine standing before the Lord of the Arms and will see all that day when Allah is hungry like never before in such a condition that you left that world, in such a condition that you were disobeying. offense will you show to him or not? Before you commit any sin, remind yourself, it is so possible that you might not have time to repent from that sin there. If you bear this in mind, it will help you not to commit sin. Let us take every second that we live and advantage of it, value it, and spend it in the obedience of Allah. These were just some of the lessons for me from the Quran. And just before I conclude, I just want to look at why these things happen. These disasters, whether they are in the form of earthquakes, cyclones, whatever they may be, why do they happen? Now the scientists give reasons, and they give various reasons to various disasters. They happen because of them. When it comes to the earthquakes, they talk about these tectonic plates and the flipping of these plates. One thing that I want you to bear in mind, this does not contradict Islam. Because they look at these, what we would call is the outward causes, or the visible causes. Islam goes a step further. And Islam looks at the inner causes, or the deeper causes. And the one of causes for these disasters is disobedience. Is breaking the laws of Allah and going against the teachings as a result of that being disaster. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا أَصَالَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَلِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْتَمْ. In whatever hardship, calamity befalls you, you're infected with, this is as a result of what your hands have done, meaning the sins that you have committed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter says, وَيَعْتَمْ وَيَعْتَمْ. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive. If this is a general rule, majority of the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlooks our sins and overlooks our wrongs. And this is the reality. What? Whatever you ask of Allah matter, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to hold everyone responsible for every sin that he did, ma qalatala wa qiyatullah, then there would be nobody walking on this earth. Majority of the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlooks our wrongdoing. And majority of the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlooks us. Wait out what it is. Now and then, once in a blue moon, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a little hint. And the Quran says, ظَهَرْ تَصَابُ فِي الْبَرْضِ وَالْبَحْرِ لِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah says, Fasad has appeared in the land and sea. And now I'm looking at the Muslims, right, that the word Fasad here means all types of calamity. Epidemic, plague, drowning, loss of blessings in everything. It means all these things have a wider meaning. And this Fasad has appeared in the land and sea. Why? Because of what the hands of people have understood that we have seen. لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا. So that he may make them taste just a little. Not even a full body. Not Allah says, just a little of what they do. Why? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Maybe they will send to Allah. So from these verses of the Quran, it is clear, in now and then, these disasters happen on account of the sins of people. And the Quran is very clear with regard to this, because another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came saying, فَقُلِّنَا أَخَذْنَا بِلَمْنِهِ. Every one of them we seize because of his sin. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتْهُ الصَّيْحَةِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاسِبًا وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتْهُ الصَّيْحَةِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذْنَا بِالْخَرْضِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذْنَا. The Quran says some of them we sent a wind. And they were the people of Hazrat Uthman al-Islam. جَعَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا أَصَابِعَهَا وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا حِجَارَةً مِنْ سِجِّيلٍ مَنْضُودٍ. We turn the cities of Sodom in Palestine upside down. You rise small to the heavens and you rise coming down. And we rain upon them stones of big stones in a well-arranged manner. The Quran says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتْهُ الصَّيْحَةُ. Some of them we seized by a cry. They were the people of Samud. On the first day their faces turned pale. The second day their faces turned red. The third day their faces turned black. And during the night, when the cry came, everyone died except the people. And some of them we caused to sink in the earth. Who were they? سمعت قارون فخطفنا به وبداره الأرض because we took him in without him he couldn't save himself the way he was there he was there to save him from ومنهم من أغرقنا and some of them we drowned they were the people of Nuh alayhi salam they were the people the Pharaoh's army fell the Quran said that وَلَقَدْ أَعِنْتُمُ الَّذِي نَعْتَدَوْ مِنْكُمْ فِي الصَّرْفِ فَقُلْنَا لَمْ كُنُوا فِي أَرْضٍ خَاطِئِينَ some were turned into monkeys and swine now the group of amongst the Bani Israel who Allah called off the fish on the surface Saturday now their fishes would come up to the surface on a Saturday and they disobeyed Allah and Allah turned them into swine and monkeys so looking at these verses of the Quran it is clear that sometimes these disasters come because of the sins that people commit and there are certain sins which people commit which invite the punishment of Allah in the hadith Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned certain sins Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you look at these sins every one of these sins is being committed in this month never mind if you إذا سُخِرَ الْبَيْءُ دُولًا وَالْمَالِ غَنِيمَةً Two booty is not distributed fairly. It is for some people and not others. When أَمَانَةَ مُغْنَمَةً When something that is given in trust becomes booty. When somebody gives you something in trust, it's supposed to be absolute. People nowadays don't return it. They take advantage of it. وَالْزَكَاةَ مُغْنَمَةً Zakat becomes a tax. Who gives the car? Very few people. They take it as a burden. It's difficult to give. وَتُعَلِّمْ لَغَيْنَ الدِّينِ The deen of Allah is something is taught for worldly benefits, not for the sake of Allah. وَأَدَعَ رَضُلْ إِمْرَضَهُ وَأَفْقَ أُمَّةً A man obeyed his wife, but then he disobeyed his mother. Happens everywhere. وَأَفْقَ صَدِيقَهُ وَأَدْنَ أَبَاهُ He nears his friends, but he distances his father. Happens everywhere. وَظَهَرَتِ أَفْوَالَكِ الْمَسَاجِدِ Voices are raised in the masajid. Happens in every masjid. وَظَهَرَ فَدِيلَةَ فَاتِقُهُمْ The wrongdoer from amongst the tribe becomes the leader. وَكَانَ زَعِيمَ الْقَوْمَ أَرْضَلُهُمْ The lowest from amongst the nation becomes a leader. That's happening. Likewise, Qadr al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, وَشُرِبَتِ الْقُمُورِ Intoxicants are taken. وَلَعْنَ آخُرَ هَذِي الْأُمَّةَ أَوْلَهَا The latter part of this ummah begins to curse the former. وَأُكْرِمَ الرَّجُلْ مَخَافَةِ الْقَبْرِ A man is respected because of his evil. When all these things happen, فَلْيَلْتَقِبُ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ رِيَكْ حَمْرَى وَغَلْزَلَةً وَخَصْفًا وَمَسْفًا وَخَصْفًا That is the transition for subsoles and winds and earthquakes and transformations of faces. This is the time they should wait for long flight and wait for a race to stop. And it happens everywhere. So one of the causes for these calamities is sin. Well, that's not the cause all the time. Sometimes these disasters come and the Quran says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ There is a test from your Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tests mankind in different ways. And Allah sends these disasters and these difficulties and these hardships because He wants to see who from amongst mankind lies there. You know, everything goes, everybody, in everything, everything's okay. So you see, how many tests of life? We only know who our true friend is at the time of giving till then. But everything's rosy, not the time of giving till then. That's the time you see who your friend is, who's there at your side, who helps you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested exactly the same manner. When everything goes rosy, everybody says, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, Muhammad bin Jibri guilty. Allah shook us that in this land that we have not been tested at this moment in time. We may, you know, talk with pride and everything, but Allah shook us that we have not been tested in this land. If something like Bosnia was to happen, he is not the Muslim, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, then Bosnia is to say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Who will say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah if things what is happening in Iraq, what is happening in Kashmir, what happened in Afghanistan? Do you think people like you and you, me and you, me will say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah when we test it? Nothing happened here, everybody took off their beards. Nothing happened. happened here, and everybody took off their head. When something happens here, who will say La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah? It is easy to talk about others, but when it comes in our own home, only Allah, 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 never anything like this happens, because God knows when we will do the best of our lives. So Allah said, but he said specifically who, when a heart is come upon him, when he still say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, we belong to Allah, and to Allah we will return. And Allah says, how can he help you? One another one that will be seen in the world. Fear, one, two. Hunger, ولأس من أموال, loss of wealth. والأنفس والزراء, loss of life, loss of food, it's our Allah. So sometimes it's just a test. Sometimes a disaster happens, it's a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mercy in the sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to save mankind from the greatest punishment of the next time. No matter how big of a disaster that will strike this life, in comparison to what will happen in the next life, the things that are going to happen in the next life, they are billions and trillions times. The punishment of the next life is 3 times more severe than the punishment of the next life. And Allah, in His mercy, wants to save this man from the punishment of the next life. And how did He do this? Allah gives him a little faith in His life. Those that are wrong, are on the wrong path, so wrongdoers, those that are living a life of neglect, are not embracing embracing the teachings of Allah and the Rasul. Allah gives them a little thing. Maybe when they taste this little, they might wake up from their sleep. And if they wake up from their sleep, they might turn to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be united with Him and embrace Him. This is what the Quran says. That we do not send these signs except to warn mankind, to make him afraid. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَأَخَذْنَاهُم بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. That we sent messengers to the nations before you, and we seized them with the poverty and loss of health and calamity. Why did we see them? These are not the place them. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. Maybe now they will humble themselves. Another verse says, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Why do we make them stare into us? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Maybe now, after experiencing what he's experiencing, now he will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he will repent and he will be restored. So sometimes it's a mess. And sometimes these disasters happen is to expiate sin. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a person's sins get too much, and there is nothing there from his a'mal, from his deeds to wipe away that sin, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now and then inflicts this person with sorrow. And this infliction with sorrow wipes away his sin, so that he has no sin. Sometimes it's to elevate once in paradise and to make a martyr. At the time of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after the Prophet's loss was conquered, there was a plague, and it started a plague from Amwat, and then it spread throughout Sham and Syria. Now many Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu died as a result. Sayyidina Ali ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I'm sure you know that, had many children. Probably 72 of his children just died from that plague. Sahaba like Abu Ubaidah, Aminu Haji Umar, Fadl ibn Abbas, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, Shu'aqil ibn Hasan, great Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu died in this plague. And these are such people that the Quran clearly states itself, radiallahu anhum wa radhuan. They were such people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was pleased with them. No way can it be asserted that this was a punishment for them. From this we can conclude, sometimes Allah sends these disasters to make martyrs, to give them the elevated lust in paradise. These are some of the reasons why disasters happen. Just to conclude, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends one of his signs, for there's an indication that one of his signs is coming, what mankind should do at that time is send to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam. The Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam was sent to the people of Nineveh in Iraq. May Allah who is eating, there was over 100,000 of them, and he would invite them day and night, but they would refuse. So I said, look, you know, Sayyidina Ibrahim al-Islam warned them that the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was coming 3 days. Whether they believed in Allah or not, there was one thing certain, they knew that this man never in his entire life had spoken a lie. So they didn't just drop this warning off. They said, if he stays amongst us, then there's no punishment coming. But if he disappears and leaves us, then definitely the punishment is coming. So the Ibrahim al-Islam left during the night. Now they knew that a punishment is coming. Next day, they saw the punishment of Allah in a form of a cloud of black smoke hovering above them. They knew that they would be destroyed. Now they started looking for the Yunus alayhi salam to bring Iman to repent. The Yunus alayhi salam was not already left. So what they decided is, irrespective of the Yunus alayhi salam's one, we will still repent on Allah to bring them. Now every one of them left the town. Every one of them. From the king to the pauper, they left the town, they took with them their women, they took with them their children, and they even took with them their animals. And they came to open up, and they separated the children from their mothers, and the animals, separated them all. And every one of them, covered in rough garments, they began to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and begged, and they began to cry. As a result of their begging and their crying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed the punishment and it did not fall upon them. So from this, there's a lesson for us. That whenever there's an indication that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now, when we show his sign, we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we should beg for the kingdom. At the same time, we should turn and pray. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah ala kitabihi wa qur'an. Whenever there was an eclipse, the first thing that we say in Sumari was going to do, that we say in Sumari was going to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do that in Sumari's strength. And at the same time, we should make zikr according to the hadith of Sumari in the Jannah, which Imam Sumari has related, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ بَعْضُ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. When you see a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what you should do is fadhru, is remember, make zikr, remember the Almighty Allah, and you fear the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this means any form of zikr, whether it's Subhanallah, whether it's Alhamdulillah, whether it's Allahu Akbar, whether it's sending salutations under the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the last thing is, at the same time, one should give sadaqah. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhu, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, when there was an earthquake in Sham, he wrote a letter to all the different cities telling the people to come out at a certain time on a certain day to pray, and at the same time he ordered all the people that before they come, if they are able to do so, then they should give sadaqah. Because sadaqah is very beneficial, especially because it stops calamities from happening. So these are some of the things that we should do when anything like this ever happens again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the tawfiq.
After what I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the tawfiq.